to my senses. As much as he fight, I can't stay.
Listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We are Catgirl Virus. Sorry we're saying this during the song, but we're legally required to give this in the first 5 minutes.
Did you guys miss us? We've been on a little hiatus because...
Hiatus?
Because... We've been really busy. We're doing senior's thesis, guys.
Yeah.
And we have work. Hashtag employed.
Yes. And then I had stuff And then Ava had stuff.
Yes.
We just had stuff.
We're just really busy bees. But the theme for tonight, as we all know, it was Valentine's Day on Friday. So you know we had to do a Valentine's Day playlist. It's your for your meowlentines. Meowlentines. Yes, indeed. We have, well, actually, never mind. I was about to say. What? We'll revisit this later. But right now, the cat girls, we don't have a meowlentine. Isn't that? So if you're a loyal listener and you want to shoot your shot and you're not like,
what do we have to offer?
Actually, the exclusion criteria is, what do we have to offer? I'm every woman. I don't know. We contain multitudes, guys. Not only are we beautiful, smart, and funny, we're also incredibly entertaining, very thoughtful.
Check our previous playlist for insights into our personalities and what we can offer for you. You have to show what you can offer
to us. Exactly. Is it true to say we have high standards?
Okay, I think we can be obsessed with someone, but our obsession doesn't mean we actually want to date them.
Because
I feel like we're like, could do better.
And that's crazy. No, it's actually really true. Guys, stay safe.
It's so dangerous.
Your meowlentine cannot be a situationship, okay?
Situationship. No person that like actually hates you either, even though they're dating you or something. I don't know.
Wait, is there someone there? Dude, I think. Okay, hold on 1 second.
Did they act?
Dude, I don't know.
This is so awkward.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. We'll let you get back to the song. No, I really want to get you up. If I really know my specialty, wax poetic and make it sexy. Baby, if I ever had a million, I would spend it on you. Baby, if I ever get a minute, I would spend it with you. With you, with you, with you. The sea.
of a difficulty right now, but we're supposed to be on. There was a miscommunication. What's your show called again?
Cat Girl Virus.
Cat Girl Virus was on.
Now
now you can catch Cat Girl Virus at 10 to 11 p.m. on Saturdays. Slot. Yeah, that's a great slot. But now we have some music for you. This is Ethernet, and you're listening to 91.5 FM at WMFO at Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And first up, we have Dry... Dry Dive by Cindy Lee. So let's get to that. Let's see. Oops. All right, here we are. Let's see.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna open up your gate and maybe tell you about Phaedra and how she gave me life and how she made some velvet morning when I'm straight.
flowers growing on a hill, dragonflies and daffodils learn from us very much. Look at us, but do not touch. Phaedra is my
some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna open up your gate and maybe tell you about Phaedra and how she gave me life and how she made it in.
Flowers are the things we know, secrets are the things we grow, learn from us very much, look at us, but do not touch. Learn from us very much
and how she gave me life.
Look at us, but do not touch.
And how she made it in.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. What did we just listen to?
That was just Some Velvet Morning by Nancy Sinatra. Wonderful
love.
Song. Who added that this week?
That was me.
Ooh.
India.
I don't think we played that before. I think, like,
wow.
We just...
No, we didn't. I think, yeah.
We listened to it before.
I just listened to that song a lot on my own.
Sorry,
I think
I'm
I just
sniffling.
Assumed. It's okay.
It's cold out.
It is. It's actually...
Oh, my God.
There's
it's
a snow
let's not mention outside. Out. Let's not mention outside.
Yeah, I'm having a meltdown right now.
It's okay.
The snow either makes you really happy or just like in it right now.
It makes me
depressed.
It makes me happy. It's beautiful. I'm just not in the right space to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because you guys watched Crash.
We watched Crash.
Amazing movie. Amazing
battle.
Movie, by the way.
Amazing movie.
Horny movie.
Cronenberg.
Oh my God.
Body horror.
You can, I don't know.
I don't think it's body horror, but...
I wasn't that disturbed by this movie.
First time you've seen it?
Ronan.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. This is the first time you've seen it.
I know. Isn't that
it's
shocking?
Not that
I was shocked.
It's not that disturbing, but it is definitely horny.
Yeah.
It's literally like sex on a plate. No, it's not sex on a plate. It's sex in a car.
Like, the first time I saw it, mm-hmm. like, it was just like, wow, Cronenberg, how are you making me, like, feel things about this? And, like, it was kind of, it's kind of like a...
Emily was like,
it's just like
Emily was saying she was worried that she would never be the same.
Yeah, I was.
She was like,
the same
what
thing.
If, what if the next time I drive, I feel the need to crash into people?
It really communicates that, like,
I always feel that way when I'm driving. Though,
God, I never feel that way.
Wow.
Or no, I don't
like,
never feel that
I
way. I always wonder. I'm always like, mm-hmm. what would happen? But I'm like,
I always really want to smash into the car in front of me.
Mm.
When I'm driving, like,
keep Ronan off the roads.
There's this road to the Florida Keys that's it's like for like an hour and 30 minutes, just like, just see right next to you. And I've asked myself, what happens if I just like,
oh God.
I mean, I won't do it.
Yeah.
But just like, what would happen? Maybe
I mean,
I die.
That's like, I wonder things like, I wonder that about getting like stabbed.
Yeah, but that includes
like, what does it
pain.
Feel to get stabbed?
You're getting attacked.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't feel good.
No.
No.
It doesn't, I'm
Although
sure.
I remember when I got my wisdom teeth out, maybe my dad sent me this Instagram reel that was, like, this rapper talking about, like, the worst pain he ever had. He was like, it was like getting shot in the face, and he was talking about a root canal.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, ow.
Who was his rapper?
You just wouldn't know him.
That hurt.
Bro.
Bro. I've had a root canal before.
Ooh, you have?
That's where Phantom Root Canal
Wait, you have?
From. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just a username.
No.
When did you get your wisdom teeth taken out?
The summer of 2023.
Oh, I
before
think,
I
like,
came to Tufts.
I got him, like, no, I got him, like, 2022.
I don't get, have like, wisdom teeth.
What? Oh,
lucky.
Yeah, we, that was, like, the first conversation we had.
Really?
As friends, Aww. I think, yeah.
Or, like, if I do, they're, like,
they're baby. They're, you just have small teeth to begin with.
Yeah. I still have baby teeth.
What?
No, they're not baby teeth.
No, I still have
baby. Like, literally?
I literally still have my first set of teeth.
What?
Not
how
all
they,
of them.
How do they
it's
feel?
Only one or two. I That's think it's amazing. Just one at this point.
Wow.
But, yeah.
That's
going
so
strong.
Cool, honestly.
I don't know. Because it's smaller than all the rest. You can see it in my
Which
mouth.
One? Which one?
Can you see it?
No.
Oh.
Which point it out. Like, say which one. You just don't open your mouth.
L4. No, I don't know. It's like...
Right next to which one? To the fang?
I don't know.
Sorry.
You can't see it on a radio.
We gotta shout some people out right now listening back at the suite. Shout out Emily Chavez and Gabriel Curry.
Are they listening?
Are listening. They also saw Crash with us.
Yeah.
Can you guys tell me what you think of Crash?
Oh, my mom said I have one.
We
I
should
have one tiny tooth.
Talk about that after we play Chrysalis by Pram.
Was right this now? In Crash?
This was not in Crash. Oh, okay. Actually, should we cue up some music from Crash? Or should we play this song and then do some Crash music and Crash discussion?
I mean, honestly, the music
crash
was...
Course on
okay.
Crash.
Oh,
I don't remember
I like
the music.
It.
The
I don't
music
remember.
Was
the music,
my favorite part.
The music
it.
Was like...
It might bring your mood down a little bit, though. Honestly, can I switch up the music right now? Because this song will lift up your spirits, I think.
Happy birthday. I love that song.
All right. Next up is actually...
Can you send me a slice of Joe's pizza? It'll lift my spirits.
What?
What?
What does that mean?
India really wants Joe's pizza.
When we were walking to the
Harvard. Yeah.
It was beautiful. Cambridge is beautiful in the snow. It's a winter wonderland.
We should have been.
You should
and
have
there
went
was
to
this
where
guy.
I went. Natalia's house is crazy. It's
I
beautiful.
Would love to have seen it. There was this guy, and he had these giant slices of pepperoni pizza. And he was standing in the snow, and he had, like, this big smile with two big slices of pepperoni pizza. And he was digging in the snow, walking, and, like, I just know he was so happy.
Was Joe's Pizza the same place as, like, the Spider-Man movies?
Yeah.
Nice, pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, next up, we have Chrysalis by Pram. Let's get that started.
We're talking a lot.
Back. We
Sorry.
Are talking.
Thank you. do my own thing. When the phone rings, might be your answer. Might be I'm busy. I'm on some Nick shit. I got connections. I only speak to people I wanna speak to. So close to the kite. Fucking Lonnie. Shop for Woolworths with my old paper. Flavor went out of styrofoam. On the fucking microphone. Rich bitch. Rich bitch. I'm a rich bitch. A motherfucking rich bitch. Rich bitch. Rich bitch. I'm a rich bitch. A motherfucking rich bitch. Rich bitch used to be a poor girl.
Ach, shame, you're my meisje.
Ik was die wijze. I was a victim of a cock situation. Stuck in the system with no fucking assistance. I know it sounds strange, but I used to count change on the counter at Pick and Buy or Shop Rack Chickas.
How did you guys, what are your thoughts on that song? That was Rich Bitch by D Antwoord. Do you know anything about this band?
I do not know. Pretty good, pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah, South African duo, white,
I like
South
it.
Africans.
Oh, did Bill show one of their?
I did show a video.
Yes, yes.
Of theirs in and my photo
and
class.
And I like you yeah. a lot.
I think you're freaky.
Oh, I
like
know
you.
That yeah, yeah. song.
That's D Antwoord.
Yeah.
That's like an L.A. classic for me.
L.A. classic?
Rich.
Alma and I listen to that music all the time. Barrett loves D. Antwoord. Like not loves, but knows who D. Antwoord is, which is more than a lot of people do at Tufts University.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a documentary about them. Very controversial people.
Why?
I think they, like, abused their children or something.
Oh.
I've never heard of that one for celebrities or, like, musicians.
They, like, use, like, the N-word in their songs a lot.
And they're both two
white
Caucasian.
White South Africans.
Oh.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah. So, they're controversial. But
that song was good, though.
That song was great.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah, yeah. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So now the important part.
Now the important part.
Crash opinions.
I liked it.
Anything else?
I can have a better conversation off air. But I was kind of underwhelmed, I think.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Which I love it.
I get why you were underwhelmed, kind of.
Why would you be underwhelmed?
Now that she said it, I'm like, okay, I see. But I do think, like, there were
parts that were...
It was pretty whelming. a lot of aspects, I think.
Yeah, but not what I was expecting. I think the parts that made me squeamish were strictly their injuries. Like, I didn't like seeing the pins in his legs or the other woman's injury on her leg as well, the scar. The scarring was what made me feel the most uncomfortable, but in terms of, like,
the scar down her, like, hamstring.
That's good, though. That's, like, the purpose of it.
I know, but...
I mean, James I love Spader the movie.
Yeah, I liked it also.
I did not like Vaughn.
James Spader? What?
Yeah, I did not like Vaughn.
Which one was Vaughn?
Vaughn is like the ringleader.
The ringleader, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's crazy.
Spoilers ahead. I'm not a fan. I liked Vaughn a lot.
Oh, my God, no.
The first time when he's, like, showing how James Dean... Is it James Dean?
Yeah, James Dean.
How James Dean died. Mm-hmm. I was like, you're selling me this? I'm buying it. Like, yeah, really. I would join.
He was a salesman.
No, I was like, I'm running the other way.
I don't need that much convincing to join, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, like...
And the part where, like...
It would have worked for me if he were sexier, I guess.
But it's not supposed to be, like...
I know, no, I know it's not supposed to be. It's just, like, personally, it's not my...
The part where they have sex, right, like, after they crash on the grass?
Yeah,
like,
at the end.
The end? It was so good. Also, that like the
good.
Beginning.
That was good. Yeah, the beginning.
That
I
was
thought
really sexual.
There would be more
like,
of the.
Like,
I thought there would be more of the beginning where like.
But that'd be too conventional. That'd be like.
No.
Yeah,
but
I'm not
like,
watching a movie about people who get off to car crashes. I'm just watching a movie with people who like to have sex and car crashes.
Yeah, but we basically watched a movie about sex about people who like having sex in cars.
Yeah.
No, who like having sex in cars after almost dying.
Yeah, that's true.
But it didn't
that's true.
Feel like
but
that
it was more
me.
Like.
Well, their injuries, like they're.
I don't know.
They can
it
barely
it felt
move.
Like that to me. I think, I was, in the beginning, she like puts her boob on the car, like
no, on the plane.
Or oh yeah,
yeah.
It's
there
a plane.
At the beginning, there is more of like.
And
a,
she's like, smelling the plane, and she's like.
At the beginning, there's more of a sex with machine type.
Yeah,
thing.
And so I thought that would be more throughout, yeah. But it wasn't.
But I'm not complaining because, like, at the end of the day, I want a human story.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
Like, that is cool, though. Like, a story between humans. You know, like, I do appreciate the concept of, like, sex with machine. Like,
and, you know, they had an interesting marriage.
Yeah, but, like, I prefer, like, sex between, like, humans.
Yeah, yeah.
But know? That's so conventional.
I know, but it's conventional. But in this time, for this, like, particular instance, not really.
What do you mean?
I mean, it was yeah.
Like, there's
human,
people that get off
human
to, like,
to human sex is conventional because like that's
the way we reproduce.
The way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and you were trying to subvert convention, and we're
well,
trying
they're subverting
to
conventions.
There's
I wouldn't
subverting
say
conventions
this car
what
crash fetish is very conventional.
Yeah, because having sex is all about at the end of the day it's about reproducing. So like.
They still
needing something that almost makes you die in order to want to have sex. That's something interesting.
Yeah.
Give me that one, please.
I mean, that's his project. He's wanting to, like, dance with death yeah. or experience something. Yeah, that's his whole spiel in the car. He says, like, you get to survive something that you're supposed to, I don't know, it's supposed to be fatal. And that's what's yeah. interesting to him.
James Spader's a freak, I gotta say. He used to be a freak. He's, like, stopped being in freaky movies.
He's just freaking ugly now, is what he is.
Yeah, God, it's so sad.
It's horrible.
He's in Sex, Lies, and Videotape.
Yeah.
Secretary.
I wanna see that.
Pretty good. The only Steven Soderbergh movie I've ever seen. Apart from Ocean's 11.
Oh, God.
I like that movie.
It's all right.
You liked it, too.
Well, now that I think about it, I think it's all right.
Shut up.
It's like too...
too what?
I feel like if
too
I had
normal?
Seen...
Too
normal? No. Can I finish?
Yes, finish.
I feel like if I had seen it when it came out, I would be like, whoa. But now that I've seen so many movies that rip off the whole entire Ocean's 11, you know, thing,
yeah.
I'm like, I've already seen this before.
Yeah.
You're just, like, showing me, like, faces
but
that
like,
I know.
Even though it feels more original somehow. Probably because it was more original when it came out. I don't think it does.
In my opinion, it feels just like another one of those movies. But with context, it's different. Maybe it's
because it's older that I feel that way. I'm just making it up.
Yeah, maybe.
For my own satisfaction.
Yeah.
And it's like Brad Pitt and George Clooney.
What are we playing next?
Next up, we have King David Style by DJ Escrow.
That's mine.
Awesome.
That is mine.
Let's get into this.
Yeah. Vibe. Trying to figure it out. My G is trying to figure it out. My lady's trying to figure it out. I'm out here trying to figure it out. Can't figure it out. Trying to figure it out. Yeah. Oldest, youngest. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Long till I figure. Out here trying to be a six-figure earner. Trying to make peace, make dough, trying to live a better life than what I got from my father. Worked hard, but he never saw all the drama that I saw back in school days, not brother. Since then I've been up and down like a thief on the high street, trying to find keys on the white key. My G, where you been? Long time since I seen you up in the night scene. Now you got a day job, trying to get paid, compete and repay who I owe. Hey yo, my G, do you know? Who I gotta murder around here to be the top gun? If it's you, that's the top gun. Head blown, mind flown, like a thing I'm trying to link. Washing off the blood in the sink. Seeing all my dreams going down in the sink. Sign a new contract, ain't one next deal. Get on the track and then I rap how I feel. Wanna take my team for a meal. If only the rats don't squeal. If only the cats don't heal from the sickness I medicate. Burn a cigar, sit wide and I meditate. Listening to one Roots mix on a Sunday. Some pray, some fall, some run away. I stay in the end, waiting for a change. Gonna cop a flat when I hit a lid. Gonna build it brick on brick.
Cause you have, and I call.
A little for the PSA. And this week, the PSA is, if it's broke, why not try fixing it? Repair manifesto. In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash or the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes. Less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality detailed repair guides off of it as e-waste. Oh, repair guides for free. I skipped a line. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions before responsibly disposing it as e-waste, first, track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you are going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. Public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Casper by Jessica Pratt.
I picked that.
Ooh, tell us about it.
I gotta say, I first found out about Jessica Pratt when she released her last album. Mm-hmm. That was one of my most listened to albums in the summer. It was really good. She has like a really like old timey voice.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like kind of annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But if you like look past that, it's really good. And this one's just simple. It's just like, you know, I hate when people use this, but like a bonfire song, just like sitting around people.
I've never heard bonfire song.
Whatever. I'm probably saying it wrong.
No, I'm not hating.
I have a great bonfire song.
Is it an actual term?
I think I know what you mean by that.
Yeah.
But Mucho Mongo.
That is an amazing,
oh my God, we were dancing to that last night.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a version I've been meaning to play for you both. It's so beautiful. It's John Lennon. Mucho Mongo? Yeah, but it's like home video recording of the song. Honestly, like, I would be down to play that.
We could play that. Too, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let me find it. It's on YouTube. Oh, it's already on your YouTube also because...
Bruh. Were you... Oh, you were... That was the song you were going to queue up? That's so funny. There might be a YouTube ad.
No, I'm playing the ad right now.
Okay, cool.
Wow, yeah. This song is really pretty, too.
No.
But let's talk for a second.
Any more comments about Crash?
I'm going to have to redact my feelings on that movie.
The wife was like...
She was beautiful.
She's beautiful. She's beautiful,
Samantha. Really
beautiful. The Arquette.
Samantha from Samantha Sex and the City. Yeah,
totally. Yeah.
Kim Cattrall, is that her name?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
No.
Oh, that's Samantha's actress name.
In the movie, it's name. Like...
in the movie, it's Catherine.
Like Patricia Arquette's sister. I don't know her name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had awesome... She had those crazy, like, cat eyes. Yeah.
There's a story about, like, how that movie, like, almost won, like, the Cannes Film Festival, like, the main prize, but, like, Francis Ford Coppola, who was in, like, the board said no. Like, I'm probably wrong, but it's like not 100% wrong. There's a big
I do understand, like, if you're just an average Joe going in to see that movie, like,
you're like, what the hell?
But
I mean, it's disturbing, but I wouldn't say it's like, oh, you know, it's like, it's just like, it's like a,
I mean, just like time. sex is weird, and
but I don't know, I feel like once it becomes more like body horror, like
this was just now, like, you guys have like warped my perception of what people are actually like aware of or like tolerate of.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But like, like most people aren't on the body horror wave.
No,
and I
they should
like
get on it.
I love the body horror.
And like, it's a lot for them.
I understand, but like, it's really enjoyable.
Yeah. I mean, this wasn't even that horror.
No.
It really wasn't.
It wasn't
not
horror.
That
it's
horrific.
Just, it was just body.
It's just
a lot. Body, body, body.
Grotesque. Yeah. Well, I have it all queued up.
Wait, I feel like we should talk until the 55th minute.
You have 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell us something.
Today I went to the gym and I got
and we don't have any more time. Play the song.
Wait, no. This is 91. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And now we have
Mucho Mundo. We dance to this.
Let's dance when we play it.
Yeah, of course.
Ready? I was about to say like 1, 2, 3, go.
Woo.
Here it is.
Okay. Mucho Jesse. Tomorrow, every day, to the
Duel.